Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm, Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, and Humboldt head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. The Humboldt boys basketball team fell earlier this week to the Spirit Lake Indians 68-49 on Tuesday. I caught up with Thurm after the loss.
Spirit Lake looked good, man. They're athletic. Aggressive defense. They were really good. So they're going to have a good season in front of them.
And coach, here tonight, was it a case of just running into the athleticism and some of the height that we've seen here from the Steckers for the Spirit Lake team?
Yeah, I thought we showed some progress tonight defensively. We got some turnovers out of our press. You know, I felt like we were pretty aggressive. We're doing a good job getting turns on that and putting them in some tough spots with it. But offensively, it's just a struggle tonight. Got to get some more guys involved offensively. We're battling the confidence issue right now. Obviously not shooting it real well, and guys not necessarily stepping into shots the way we need to step into it. And, we're just going to have to be able to do that. And, you know, I feel like we have some guys that will shoot it eventually, but we just got to build them up and keep shooting it and, stepping into it with more confidence.
How do you go about trying to get the guys more confidence, especially not having a lot of the practices coming into the season with the quick turnaround from fall sports?
You got to shoot more. And, you know, right now we're trying to play catch up and we're in a lot of game mode in practice. So we've got to devote more practice time to the shooting with it. And they'll start seeing the ball go through the rim a little bit more like that and just continue to build them up. We got guys that can stroke it with it. It'll happen. That was an issue tonight. And part of it was Spirit Lake. They really came out and defended really well. They got some good length and great athleticism. And that was tough. So it's good for us. This is only going to make us better.
And coach, what was the message in the locker room to the team post game after the 68-49 loss here tonight?
Oh, we got to be able to fight through this. This is not the way we foresaw our season starting, but it is. This is the way things are right now with it. And you just got to deal with it. And, if adversity hits, if you're soft, it's bad and it's hard, but you just got to fight. We get to practice tomorrow and just got to come in and put this behind us and keep working to get better. We got two more games next week before break. And we just have to keep working on getting better with it. I feel like we got some pieces here, and we got some guys that are competitive, and we'll get it going. It's just gonna take a little bit.
Well, coach, thank you for taking some time here post-game. I want to wish you best of luck coming up.
Yeah, we will.
The Humboldt boys wrestling team fell to the Algona Bulldogs 39-24 in their first conference duel of the season. I caught up with Beeman to discuss the duel.
First of all, I mean, hats off to Algona. They have a very solid team, well coached, a terrific test for us, coming right out of the gates for our first duel of the year. It's something that we're not going to get too stressed about. We still saw a lot of good things in the duel. Obviously, this team's going to get a lot better as we progress throughout the year.
And then, coach, back and forth battle there.
You can do the math and go back and, I mean, boy, we'd love to have a couple of those matches back, but didn't turn out in our favor. We're still proud of the kids. Their effort was there, we're still kind of scraping off a little rust from, a later start. And these kids are, they're not making excuses, and we're not making excuses. That was a good wrestling team, and we just got beat tonight, and we got to get better.
With it only being a couple of matches that this team, has wrestled so far between the tournament and then this week with Algona, so are you starting to see a little bit of that rust starting to come off here?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there were definitely strides taken just from last Friday. So, we'll continue to progress. I mean, each week's going to get a little bit better. It's kind of hard to believe that here in a week already we're taking off a break for Christmas. Every year we do so that we're ready for the grind in January and February. So, these kids, they'll rally around each other. They'll keep working hard, and they're going to keep getting better. So we're not too worried right now.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time here and wish you best luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Humboldt girls wrestling team fell to the Algona Bulldogs 58-24 on Thursday. I caught up with Newell to discuss the duel.
You know, Algona, we knew that we were out fighting an uphill battle with them. We had a couple girls out sick and a couple girls dinged up, and it just kind of hurt our lineup. And, you know, we aren't used to the spotlight format and the single duel, but really don't like making excuses for the performance tonight. We just didn't have what it took to get it done.
The atmosphere have that spotlight opportunity here. Boys and girls, we saw the duel last year up in Algona, but to have it here, what was it like tonight?
You know, it's a pretty special deal. The gym was pretty packed for the boys, and I wish more people would have stayed for the girls, but I think that, you know, girls wrestling is growing, and I'm excited to see how packed we can get this place here in a couple of years.
Coach, after a duel like this, what was the message to the team?
You know, biggest thing is that we have to keep our head up and keep working, right? Next, on Monday, we have our home tournament. With our home tournament Monday, I'm excited to see what we can do. The girls are all excited to get their growth allowance. It's going to be a good day. I'm excited. After that, we've got Fort Dodge on Friday, and then we go into Christmas break.
And then the Michelle Jensen Memorial Tournament. What's it mean to this program to have the second ever Michelle Jensen Memorial Tournament here coming up on Monday?
You know, it means a lot. Michelle gave a lot to the sport of wrestling, and she would have been tickled pink to have a tournament here that was all girls. So that's why we named it after her. And it's exciting to see. I know the girls are excited to wrestle at home, not have to go anywhere, and to, you know, have a fairly big crowd for them. So.
Well, Coach, looking forward to that matchup coming up on Monday with the tournament, and best of luck.
Thanks, sir.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.